HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Sadaf Siddiqui, who suffered from a major slip disc accident while pursuing her dream of becoming a cabin crew member. So from flying high, working long shifts and lifting heavy duty, Sadaf was suddenly in so much pain that she couldn't even stand straight and had to move back home to begin her treatment. Come, let's listen to this champ story.
My name is Sadaf Siddiqui and I'm 25 years old. I'm from Kalyan, Thane, and I was a flight attendant based in Middle East. So back in May 2019, I came to Mumbai for my annual leaves and I was very happy and excited since it was a 15 days leave and I had two big suitcases with me. So while taking them off the conveyor belt, I felt a shooting pain in my back and it was very hard for me to stand straight. But somehow I came out of the airport where my fiancé was there to pick me up. As soon as I reached home, my mother made an appointment with an orthopedic. At that time, he gave me some medicines and recommended me some exercises which I followed during my leaves and took care of myself. By the time I had to resume my duties, I began flying and during that time I realized that I cannot work efficiently with that back pain. I remember I was on my way to Australia, which was a 14-hour long flight, that I realized that there's something more to my pain. I was detected with annular tear in spine. I called my father and cried very much as I could not bear both the physical back pain and mental trauma of losing my job that I worked so hard to get. But all my father had to say was that if, God forbid, something happens to you, the company can replace you with another employee. We won't be able to replace you with anyone or anything. So I listened to him and resigned. To be honest, my response was very mixed. On one hand, I was very sad about all the losses, and on the other, I was happy that nothing worse had happened. My parents were very supportive at that time. They started looking after me as if I was a baby again. My fiancé was the one who visited to the doctor with me with all my reports. As a matter of fact, everyone around me was pretty concerned for me and my health. There were various physical as well as mental problems that I went through during the initial stage of my treatment. The pain made me grounded and stuck in one place. And all this caused too much stress and depression because I was so used to my lifestyle as a flight attendant. There was a time that I used to travel minimum 3 countries per week, and for a person with activities like this, it became very hard for me to deal with the pain and this new reality. To be honest, I gave up almost every day. Acceptance is a process that's different for everyone. My family, fiance, in-laws and friends stood like a solid rock for me throughout the whole treatment. My parents took utmost care of my diet. My fiancé helped me with all the exercises and other activities. They cheered me up whenever I was sad or lost. It's a condition which doesn't really go away. The doctor told me not to go under surgery as I am very young. Even today there are times when my pain is unbearable. But then I start taking care of me and treat it. I go for physiotherapy, traction. I start brisk walking. I had to change almost everything during this whole time. I have not traveled. I couldn't do any job. I cannot sit for many hours. In short, not to do a thing that can possibly elevate my pain. There are infinite lessons that I have learned during this whole time. And the two most important among them are that health is the biggest wealth. Actually, it's the only wealth. And one should accept what the situation is and stop thinking what it used to be. I would like to tell the audience that no matter how bad the situation is, we can only deal them and make them disappear with a positive mind and a hope that good things will happen again. Just because you have to pause doesn't mean it's an end. You should only move forward in life.
So this was Sadaf Siddiqui's story. A true She Slays champion indeed, isn't she? We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too are a health champion and would like to share your story with the She Slays community, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabba, signing off. I will see you next week with another riveting story. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.